In many parts of the country, gasoline prices have reached an all-time high. But it's not just consumers feeling the pain at the pump. Dory Gurma has been driving cabs in Washington for 15 years, and he says high gasoline prices have squeezed his profits dry.
I have no doubt in my mind. This has been the hardest.
Why?
Because everything, like I said, everything is related into gas price.
Despite adding a fuel surcharge to his fares, Gurma says he has to work 2 hours longer every day to earn 30% less than he did a year ago.
We have to sit on cab stands longer. There are a few people flagging for cabs now. So overall, it has affected our income.
And Washington florist Michael Caruso sympathizes. His family has been running Caruso Florists for four generations. But in Washington's competitive market, he says he can't afford to raise prices.
We run 8 trucks out of here every day. And every time we get a delivery, you can't raise a delivery charge just because the gas prices go up. So you do the best you can, and, you know, you do take, you know, a certain amount of hit from that.
Caruso estimates his profits are down about 25%. He's considered replacing some of his delivery trucks with hybrid vehicles. But for now,
we try and consolidate as many deliveries as we can. And instead of having them go to a certain area 3 times a day, we'll go there twice a day.
Small business owners vented their frustrations Wednesday at a Capitol Hill hearing on high gasoline prices. Michael Graff owns a trucking firm in Pennsylvania. He directed his anger at the large oil companies.
What remains extremely frustrating to all businesses and consumers who are facing higher costs is the same fuel companies continue to receive tax breaks. Graff Trucking employs 12 employees despite a solid relationship and established 20 years history in business. I'm appointed in question my ability to continue to operate.
The 5 largest oil companies in the United States earned more than $120 billion last year. They also received more than $18 billion in tax incentives in the last 10 years. Some say that money should be used to develop new sources of fuel and to help ease the pain for Americans who face economic hardship from record-high gas prices. Millar Sega, VOA News.